Yo, 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 what's going on, everyone? It's your boy, Dropping Loot, a.k.a. Spooky Steve, a.k.a. Steve.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Juggernaut, a.k.a. Frankie Stein Goes to Hollywood,
Nice.
a.k.a. Bubba.
And we're here with Noobcast 31, and it's a very special haunted edition of the podcast. We're getting excited. I'm getting psyched up for Halloween, man. Halloween is, well, we record this on Wednesday, so Halloween's tomorrow. And yeah, I'm pretty excited, man. You got any plans for Halloween, Bubba?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be taking out my little ballerina trick-or-treating.
Oh, nice, dude. Nice.
Yeah. She's going to – my little girl's going to be
is this her first
little ballerina in town.
This is her first Halloween, right?
No. I mean, she's two and a half, so yes.
Trick-or-treating.
This is her third one, but this is – you know, as they get older, it's just like any type of holiday when they're like babies. It's like any other day for them because they don't have the cognitive power to understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
When they get older, you know, it's just that much sweeter. So it's gonna be a more special Halloween. How about you, Steve?
That's awesome.
You doing it up with the ladies of B-More?
You know, I'm trying, man. I always try. You know, if effort alone got me all the women, I'd have all the women in the world, man. But you know what? That's the tomorrow. I'm probably playing some kickball, and I'm going to play kickball in costume, going as a pirate.
I was going to say you're going to pirate hook some girls, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know what the best was? I think my best Halloween with the women was when I went as a mime, because you could kind of like toss them the lasso and, you know, try and bring them in. It was so good. And then you didn't have to talk to them, so you would just be expressive. Oh, it was fucking great, dude.
That is the greatest story. That's so good. I love that.
Yeah,
that's a great costume idea.
I'm definitely going as a mime again next year. You know, you just get the little hat, you get the striped shirt, and then put the face paint on, and yeah, you just lasso them in. You're trapped in the box. You're, you know, I don't know. It definitely starts a conversation that you don't even have to carry.
And I love that. You don't have to even talk.
Right.
But if you start talking, you know, you start breaking. Well, that's a good way to. It's like a good screen, you know. Like, is we're like, oh, well, maybe I didn't want to lash you. I'll throw you back, and then you don't have to say anything at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just like, all right, well, you know, goodbye.
Peace. No, that was good. That was good.
That's awesome. And you know, on a very fun Halloween note, man, I was in this very room when we were visited by some spirits. On this microphone.
Oh, yeah.
On this very microphone, which you still have not given me the recording for. So it,
oh, yeah, I, you're
you
know,
right.
I
got probably is nothing, but it could be everything.
Yeah, this is a haunted podcast because Brandon's living in a haunted house. Actually, it's funny. My sister was just talking about she was basically – there's some very weird stuff going on in their house where like stuff is flying off the shelf in the kitchen. And, you know, like my brother-in-law is like the most, like a very practical, scientific, like he's not the kind of guy that would be like, oh, there's no explanation for this. Like he's going to find the scientific reasoning behind it. And, when my sister was like, how did that happen? He was like, you know, I don't know. That should not, he's like, that should not have happened. And she's like, oh, I don't want to hear that. You know, I was hoping you could find, like, I don't know, maybe it's like on a fault line or something and there's mini earthquakes or something, but yeah, like very heavy stuff has flown off shelves in their house, so their house might be haunted too. And we were saying, you know what, if it's haunted, that's like pretty much the best thing that can happen. Because
well,
if it's a demon, then you're fucking screwed, you know. So you're lucky to get a ghost, you know, because ghosts are pretty nice. Demons, you don't want to fuck with those,
man. I've seen some stories where they I'm saying they coexist, but I mean you can have your apples and well, I don't know what type of metaphor. You can have both. I think you can have both.
Yeah.
I don't want either. And hey, and for the sake of keeping this nice and peaceful, we've been pretty blessed thus far not having any of the incidents.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
Things are good. I'm gonna knock on wood.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I like to hear, man. That's good stuff. Because I know you were telling me that like. Wait, you have like a little like laundry hamper or something in your room that just flew open out of nowhere.
Well, it's like a weird attic access where it's like a little mini door for like munchkins and little people. And like it popped open without the force of any wind. And I will not allow that. I have a 20 pound weight or 10 pound weight just pushing itself And I even readjusted it today. Not in honor of this day, but just because I was doing some cleaning.
Uh-huh.
No chances. Yeah. I'm not taking any chances.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? 20 pounds isn't going to keep the demon out. But the ghost, you're probably good. So, yeah, I don't know. There's all kinds of creepy stuff. It's funny because I live in Baltimore. And a lot of these homes, like my home was built in, I believe, 1890. And, you know, it's been like rehabbed or whatever. But there's a lot of old souls and spirits in Baltimore. So I'm lucky I haven't had any incidents. But you never know, man. You never know.
You tell me a bunch of ghosts are getting rehabbed at your house?
They might have done the rehab, man.
It's like a dead Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm. There is this one. There's these two pretty much haunted places in Mount Vernon, the Club Charles and what used to be the Zodiac. And like, I was definitely in the Zodiac, and it was when pretty much like no one else was in there, and they had this like real like trancy, Arabic music or whatever. I don't know. The music was like real creepy and trancy, and like they had this giant mural on the wall of like some sultan wizard, and it was just creeping me the fuck out, dude. I had to get the fuck out of there. So, you know, there's some creepy shit, but we're actually going to talk about that later in the podcast. We're going to talk about creepy experiences with games and, you know, games that have scared us in the past. And really,
well, you know, I'm hoping for it, Steve, is that we're going to be doing some streaming on Saturday. Who knows? We might even have a friendly Casper popping up.
We might. We're definitely, and that's another thing. We're doing streaming for the Extra Life Foundation. Basically, going to be awesome times. We're doing streaming this Saturday. I don't know how many of us are going to be, like five or six?
I know it's going to be you and me.
Mm-hmm. Joe.
Of course, Joe. Matt. Uh-huh. Matt's hosting it.
Yes. And I believe Daniel will be back.
Oh, diggity dog.
I think Pete said he was going to stop by. But so basically what we're doing is we're raising money for the Extra Life Foundation, giving good money to, you know, local hospitals. And what we're doing is 24 hours of gaming. 24 hours of gaming straight. Everyone's going to kind of be playing their own thing. We'll probably play some games together. I know I'm going for my ranking in League of Legends, which I believe I can get exactly where I want to be by the end of the night. If things go okay, you know, you never know. I know Matt's going to be playing some Arkham Asylum. I'm not sure what you're planning on playing.
I'm going to be playing a shitload of my Vita because I still haven't finished up Xenogears. I really want to finally beat in a Dragon's Crown and go through a couple classes. And I've always wanted to start a game of Chrono Trigger, which I've been holding off on. So I think it would be a good night to start up Chrono Trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, those games do not.
You don't beat those 4 hours. Yeah. Well, you actually probably could, but you could probably beat I bet you could beat Chrono Trigger within 24 hours.
You know what? I'm about halfway through Xenogears, and I'm probably not. I still don't think I can finish it in 24 hours.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Well, either way, it's going to be a good time. So check out the stream. There will be a lot of raging, at least for me, because League of Legends brings out the demon in me, man. So it should be interesting. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and, you know, we're going to have good times and
interact with everybody. Are you going to bring your Xbox?
Sure, I can. I can bring whatever.
I was thinking, do you have one of the detachable hard drives?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking about, it's just like a pain for me to get everything over there. But if someone else is going to have their Xbox, because if you're talking about some raging, I'll bring over my hard drive or my Xbox. We'll get it hooked up and we'll have to play some Blitz.
Yeah, we can play Blitz. Obviously, I would bring my, fight pad, so we'll play some fighting games.
Oh, God, I got my stick, too.
So it'll be good times. There's going to be a lot of good stuff going on. So
we're raising our money to Johns Hopkins Hospitals in Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. I have been pitiful, I will admit that. But I know you and Matt have been doing a great job, especially Matt.
We're up to, $1,000, $2,000?
That's fantastic. So and this, all the money goes towards the hospital, and we don't pocket a single dollar. And we've been doing Extra Life for about, I think, 4 years, and we could not be happier with them. Where they are really good. They're really good.
I completely agree. It's a good cause. So yeah, check us out, and we're gonna put up a post about that, and you know, we'll definitely have the stream going, and we'll be on Twitch, right?
Probably Twitch.
Certainly
twitching it.
We'll be on Twitch. So
yeah. Oh man, check you should totally, because you have your fucking Twitch account. Find a way to stream your fucking League of Legends.
Oh, I'm certainly. Yeah, I do. I stream League every now and then. You can check me out Twitch.tv/droppinloot. Subscribe. And I'll probably be doing that on Saturday too. But you know, we'll have the New Gamer Nation stream going too, so.
Of course.
It'll be good.
And this is not related to New Gamer Nation, but I always give a shout out to DApeEscape Twitch, cuz I love his shit. Him and also Beards and Games. Also good people. But yeah. So we've talked a lot about not the news. Why don't we cover some shit that's happened in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, man. You know, we don't have too much news that we're going to cover, but this is stuff that kind of hits home for me. And this is a game that I've enjoyed for a long time. I understand maybe today it might be outclassed a little bit, but EA has canceled Command & Conquer.
Aww.
And that's breaking my heart. Now, there have been a bunch of good Command & Conquers. Obviously, Red Alert 2, probably my favorite of all time. But, you know, even the new ones have been pretty fun. And it's been a great, been a great ride. But I think when you look at it, you have so many good strategy games now. Like, StarCraft 2 is just, it's not going anywhere. And, I think StarCraft just took such a big share. When Red Alert 2 was out, you know, Red Alert 2 was like the shit. And then StarCraft came out, I believe, you know, obviously they had Warcraft and stuff, but when StarCraft came out, like, that kind of grabbed a big portion of the market share, and Command & Conquer stayed around, but StarCraft 2 came out, and it looks like that's pretty much,
That's all she wrote?
Yeah, I don't want to say
it. Because my major experience, because I have a very light experience with Command & Conquer and RTSs in general, when you compare it to someone like yourself, because I mean, I've definitely gotten my fair share of StarCraft and even some Command & Conquer. I just remember just playing even just on just PS1, because I didn't really play on computers too much growing up. So played on the PlayStation 1 and even played on some 64. And I mean, it didn't really translate well to 64, but I had a pretty good time playing it on the regular PlayStation. I mean, it was a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from what my limited experience, I mean, from just playing, I think, Red Alert 1, shit was just solid fucking, I guess, RTS, real-time strategy. You had to build up your shit, destroy your shit, fuck those Russians up, you know?
Right. Well, and another thing that's pretty interesting about this is this was like a free-to-play, Command & Conquer. And, like, how is a free-to-play model going to work on an RTS? I have no freaking idea. I mean, like, how do you set up an RTS to continue to get money and thrive? Like, you know, free-to-play RPG, I can understand. Like, certain currency, you could buy new things. Free-to-play League of Legends, you know, it's all skins or whatever. But, like, a free-to-play RTS like Command & Conquer, like, you can't give somebody an advantage for spending money in a strategy game.
You can't be like, yeah, well, if you pay, we'll give you tanks. Like,
right.
Everyone needs tanks.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly how it's
going to
work.
It might break it. I was thinking maybe like maps, skins, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can make your Russians to be like Cuban, you know?
That would be
like, cool. Or like China. Like, I'm trying to think of like other things you can do that's more cosmetic. Because, like, when you have a game like League of Legends, we'll take League of Legends, for example. The way that works out is that you get different characters, and that, I mean, every single character works within their system, and it's not, like, one-on-one or whatever, so it's not like, it's like introducing, like, Akuma against, like, you know, Ryu, or, like, you can't do air fireballs because you're not going to pay for the money.
Right, and there's no advantage, because even for free, you can unlock all the characters. It just takes more time.
Yeah. For this, I mean, outside of just skins and maps, I really can't think of anything, or even, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I was even thinking like a race, right? Well, not a race, but like an extra, you know, army. But then that's just another thing. You know, it's like.
Yeah, that's an advantage that you shouldn't have. So I'm not exactly sure how they can do it. I mean, I'm sure eventually they'll find a way to do something, but just don't make it free to play. Screw it. I don't understand what the big deal is with charging a little bit of money, and you know, especially with a RTS, because if you have a good enough RTS, you can make money off like esports and stuff. Like StarCraft II is making money just because it's the most competitively played game in, you know, I'm pretty sure Korea. So, you know, it's making some money off the esports. Command and Conquer probably would not do that.
I don't get why. If you know you're going to be, like, second place, I mean, then this has always been my problem with games in general, which I understand. I understand you have to have an ego. You have to decide that I'm going to be the top dollar game. But then you realize you're not. So why don't you just put yourself at a discount? And I know there have been a lot of successful marketing ploys that have done that. We're like, you know what? We know we're not going to be number one. We might as well just come out a tad bit cheaper. You know, that's so it doesn't have to necessarily be free to play, but it could be a discount. It could be, you know, a really cheap,
if they put out
like annual like playability.
Mm-hmm. If they put out Command and Conquer for $30, I'd play it. I mean, it's going to carve a niche in the market because it is, you know, it is still the more realistic. With, you know, tanks and stuff. I mean, it's not like it's the sci-fi. You know, StarCraft 2 is like the sci-fi RTS. You had Warcraft, which hasn't been in forever, but was the, you know, like the old, whatever, fantasy RTS. And, like, Command & Conquer has always been, like, the military, semi-realistic RTS. So
well, you could go, I guess now I think about it, if you were to do offline, you know, missions... Mm-hmm. Offline missions too. You could also do, because you could do free to play, you know, PvP. But then if you want to, and you do free to play, you know, play versus the computer, or maybe even like, yeah, I guess, or even like a training, whatever. But then if you want to actually have like missions, like you did, like old school Command and Conquer, you would have that as a, you'd have like a free couple missions, like you'd have like free like two or missions or so. But then they'd have like new missions that come out that you'd pay for.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just think it sucks. Just put a whole game in a damn. They need to stop trying to come up with ways to make money off these games. But, so, I don't know. That's Command & Conquer's been canceled. If you were excited about it, EA says, too bad. And that was pretty much a press release. They were like, we give no fugs. We're canceling this game. Fuck you guys. We're out. Peace.
Hey, man, that's EA. That's what they're all the business.
Mic. Mm-hmm. That's they what they business. Do, man. That's what they do. But yep, that's what they got. So another big news, man, which isn't really, I don't think big news, but it is big news. The official PS4 launch library has been released. Do you see anything on it that really fancies your tickles your fancy or what?
Well, there's two things I want to talk about with the PS4. I mean, there's the tickling of my fancy of the library launches, and also just like some of the. As the patch details are come out, like when you down, of course, when you buy the fucking system, you have to download the patch, and it just reaffirms the shit that they were talking about back, you know, on all the big conferences. You know, it's not really anything major. I mean, I think it's pretty solid. I mean, it's nothing huge, but it's pretty well rounded. With Xbox One coming out with their Killer Instinct. Now, I don't think that Injustice is going to be only on. Xbox. I'm only on PS4, but you get like the Ultimate Edition of Injustice. I mean, I fucking love Injustice so much.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care about the sports games. Well, I guess FIFA's probably good, but like when it comes to like Madden, I could care less because whenever they port Madden to the newer system, the first year always blows balls because it's just a skeleton version with prettier graphics. I don't know about the NBA stuff, but I mean, they're bringing over, I guess, like the pinball games. You'll have the Battlefields and the Call of Duties. I mean, the Assassin's Creed. These are all great Christmas games. Killzone, always a popular decision to go by. And it looks pretty as fuck.
Yeah, Killzone looks very good.
It doesn't really separate itself, in my opinion, as a shooter, it still looks real pretty.
It does. It does. I mean, I think it's a good one player game. I don't know. I haven't played the multiplayer yet. We were checking it out at PAX and played very well. Played very well.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just I don't know. For me, console FPSs, meh. I mean, Call of Duty Ghosts looked fucking phenomenal too. I mean, let's say one thing. These games look fucking phenomenal on a PS4. Like, if you're
Yeah.
gonna buy a Call of Duty Ghost and you're getting it on a PS4, you're not gonna be disappointed. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, we saw and played that on the PS4 at PAX.
Well,
Fucking
they, dude.
amazing, dude.
Dude.
It looked amazing.
Let's say you buy PS4 on launch day, right? Which two games you buying?
I would get Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag because the game looked amazing. And obviously, this is not just a PS4 exclusive, but you could tell, just how many more polygons and how fluid the game was on the PS4. And, you're also getting those cool new social features. So
Yep.
I'd get Assassin's Creed 4. And, I don't know. I would probably skip, but this is just me because this is
Sure.
what I love. I'd get, Madden 25.
Oh, let's use Angry Birds.
No. I mean, that game's gonna be, real. I don't even know if it's gonna be free. It's gonna be cheap.
I would actually agree with you on AC4, and then I'd go Battlefield 4 because just I'm not even that big on all the big first person shooters like that. Even
Yeah,
though
I'm a
Killzone does look
Battlefield
really
fan.
pretty, Battlefield 4 looks amazing.
Battlefield
And
4 looks
I mean,
great.
from the beta that's coming out, I mean, all the beta testers, beta testing going out, just talking about how the game is looking. I mean, we even have a first impression for us on the website that's worth checking out. And it just looks really good. And just the effects that you have on the maps with like destroying, like the biggest story about Battlefield 4 that I've gathered is you can knock down buildings. That's crazy. So I, as much as everything looks, and I love Injustice, but then I already have it for Xbox 360 and have my fighter stick for my Xbox. So it's like, and I already have all the DLC for Christ's sake. It's like no point in me rebuying that shit. Even though if I didn't have it and I was living in a vacuum, I'd probably go Injustice and Battlefield 4.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't think you could go wrong. I mean, I think all these games, like Killzone, is going to be a fun game.
Yep.
Assassin's Creed 4 is going to be amazing on the system. So you cannot go wrong unless you get maybe, I don't know. I'm not even going to bust on any of these games. Lego Marvel Superheroes, I don't know. Just
Yeah,
Dance
you know,
2014.
those Lego games have their place. I mean,
Oh,
sure,
they're
just like
fun.
Just Dance does. And actually, truth be told, I mean, something like Batman 2 was supposed to be great, great. I don't play Lego games like that, but it's supposed to be really good.
No, okay. Well,
Oh man,
I
I
don't
was
know.
just flipping through something, and the new Castlevania game, just the arcade. I think it's like they sell for like $15. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to check it out. It's really good.
No, I
It's really
haven't.
fucking cool.
Oh, I have to definitely check it out.
And also, I was gonna say, just checking out, just like looking over like some of the stuff for that PS4, which now I've lost. I cannot find.
You talk the patch notes?
What?
Are you talking about the patch notes, like the first
Yeah,
patch?
I just wanted to just recap that real quick because I thought I was looking at it. I thought that was interesting stuff. Is that on the first page? Am I a dummy?
Well, I was gonna have remote play.
Yeah, that I mean, as a PS Vita owner, as a Vita guy, that's always cool.
Second screen also with the PS Vita, and there's a PlayStation app on your Android, iPhone, iPad. So if you want to do the second screen on those, you can also pretty much their smart glass. They weren't going to let that go.
No.
Their record functionality will be there pretty much by launch. Their broadcast and spectate gameplay will also be there. Pretty much, you know what's going to be amazing about this system, and I've said this a few times. We're now at the point where, if you look at the which one do I want to pull as an example? PS3, because when the PS3 was launched, it was sorely, sorely behind, at least from the 360, and just from a technical from the XBM standpoint. is it XBM? Whatever. From the dashboard.
XBL?
XBL, yeah. From the dashboard. Oh, okay. No,
what the fuck?
XBM.
Extreme bowel movements.
Definitely not. From the standpoint of the dashboard of the PS3 is way behind. And through as many patches as they had and throughout the lifespan of the system, they really, really updated it and caught it up and brought in a bunch of new features. Like, the store looks great. Home was home. You know, they brought in the chat and the in-game. You could bring up the dashboard and just really everything they've updated. And the PS4 is just going to be the same. I mean, you look at it now, just in the beginning, they're bringing in all this stuff. So you're going to be able to record the broadcast, everything they said you were going to be able to do.
Yeah.
But just imagine by the end of this system, like all the things you can't even fathom right now that are going to be patched in as the system comes along. I mean, I think this thing is going to grow to
monstrous heights.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine like what kind of cool shit they're going to put in. You know, it's going to be stuff that you don't even think you want or need, and then all of a sudden, they're like, bam, it's on the system, and you're like, holy shit, this is awesome. Like, I didn't even think this would be cool.
It's like when you're growing up. Well, it's when we were growing up, and when I was in high school, I used to not loathe people, but like people that not loathe people who had cell phones, but I would like, oh, look at you, Mr. Cell Phone Guy. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you got a cell phone. And now I cannot live without this stupid, like, box that transmits phone calls and texts, and like, and I can always get my updates on news and shit.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is now it's like the wild wild west, and it's in my holster. I need my cell phone almost all the time, and it's so funny when you don't realize that you quote unquote need something until it's brought to you in a certain way.
Right.
And so that's what got me really excited. Don't get me wrong, and the Xbox One is going to be awesome. It's going to be really cool, and it's going to have so many cool features, but I just like what the PS4, it's keeping it like very much game wise and.
Well, let me say this. I think there's a lot
of shit going on with it. What's up?
I said, let me just say this. I think they're going to have all the same features. I mean, every time Xbox Live brought out something new, if it was a good feature, Sony was going to, they try to bring it to the PS3. So if you look at the systems now, I mean, they're almost exactly the same for feature functionality, but when it came out, like the PS3 was so far behind the Xbox. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, all these things, like if there's something good, like Smart Glass, Microsoft had Smart Glass, and it looks like Sony's basically stealing Smart Glass. So these guys are going to steal everything from each other, and they're pretty much going to be the same from a functionality standpoint, I'm almost sure, as time goes by. Like, it's not like there's going to be like one cool feature, like streaming and broadcasting. Microsoft's going to have that with Twitch, so.
Yeah, but here, I mean, it's a little thing, Steve. I mean, because, like, all right, so you can use your Vita to Smart Glass, but not everyone has a Vita. And plus, I guess they're trying to make it more so that the Vita is going to be not as. It's not going to be like. You know what the Vita sounds like? It's going to be like the Xbox 360's Kinect, where they really recommend you have one, but if you don't have one, it's not going to ruin your experience. While, the way the Xbox One and the way Microsoft kind of backtracked, it was kind of too bad because it sounded so cool the way that the Kinect 2 is going to be so integral. But it's the way that, all right, so you use Smart Glass with your cell phone. Everyone has a cell phone. I mean, I cannot wait till we can finally like take both of these products and really put them side by side and not see who wins and not see which one's better, but just compare everything once we lay all of our cards on the table, at least for now. Because, you know, as time progresses, there will be more updates, more shit, more this, more that. But, yeah, I see what you're saying, that they're going to be the same, but I still think there's going to be a couple of key things that will make the experience different.
Yeah, the experiences will be different. I guess what I'm just saying is a lot of the functionality will be, I think, will be in both.
Gotcha. But
we'll see.
Steve, I want to, this is not exactly like crazy news, but PAX East in 2014, the tickets are going super fast. I mean, they've already like, and I'm kind of throwing this in there. I think the all 3-day passes are already sold up. Now you have to try to find a way to get yourself into like the, just the normal, like just the individual day passes and so forth. And that's, I mean, it's fucking still 2013. And it shows you how awesome not only PAX is at making these these conventions. It shows you how popular, you know, PAX East is and everything. But on a personal level, do you know who wrote that article?
No, who wrote that article?
One Bush Mackle.
Oh, very cool. Well, you know, you got to talk about PAX. Yeah, I did. I know he's possibly going to PAX East with us if we're going again this year.
No
which
way.
I'm sure a few of us are going at the very least.
Sure, man, we could have a little Noob Alert reunion.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it's very cool.
I thought that was really interesting. I thought that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so lastly, I'll carry this one up. The Nintendo, the 8-bit wonder that impressed all of us as children and was a myth to all who aren't still children, lasted for like 20 plus years. I mean, they eventually, well, not 20 plus, but around like about 20 years, they went out of production like early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
The Wii lasted about 5 years. It's now officially off the assembly line, which is just, it just shows you, I think as you put it best, Steve, it was a bright and fast burning light and showing us, it's kind of, proves our what we assumed about it, that it was a niche system that didn't really have something that really keep it on, keep the interest out. I mean, I'm pretty sure that Xbox One, I mean, Xbox Original has since been dead and gone, but, you know, it's not, it's kind of funny to see that something as glorious as their first system lasted so long, and it's a pretty famous system. But then to have the Wii kind of already be finished in 2013 is pretty remarkable. And even like seeing that it's – even though it's not, I guess, being made anymore, I'm sure it still outsells the Xbox 360 in Japan.
What's that, the Wii?
The Wii. I bet you the Wii
– I don't think anymore it would. But
well, I mean, they're going to run out of sell. They're going to run out of systems. Oh, they might bring them from like the U.S. where they didn't – well, they probably still sold pretty well here, but –
God, it's so amazing, man. If you look at the Wii, that thing burnt bright and fast. And, you know, we could joke about it now, but when the Wii first came out, like, nobody could get their hands on it.
Yep.
Everyone and their grandma, literally, was buying one. The system sold, was probably the best-selling Nintendo system, just going to throw this off the top of my head, probably the best-selling Nintendo system, you know, they've ever had. And, like, Nintendo was back, man. They were back. They were like, holy shit, we made this awesome thing. We're fucking do whole jokes about the Wii printing money, Nintendo printing money. You know, Nintendo was, like, doing fucking phenomenal. And, like, now, what, 10 years later, they're you know, in serious, serious trouble from a company aspect because, again, it just burnt fast and bright. Like, it was looked like a great system, but what they didn't realize is while it was selling fucking phenomenally, it wasn't really set up for the long run. You know, they weren't really pushing much software on it. Everyone had the system, but no one was buying games on it.
The biggest problem is that, well, it's funny because most systems that come out, I mean, it's no secret, the company loses money on the systems when they come out. When we buy our PS4s and our Xbox Ones this fall, next month, for Christ's sake, Sony and Microsoft are going to lose money, you know, just for the actual hardware of your beautiful little new gaming machine.
Right, right.
That's fact. That's been that way for, I think, since at least PlayStation 2, if not before, with PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm.
But what's been interesting is that the Wii was one of the few systems, especially at this time, that actually made money on the consoles. But the problem was that it was not only it was kind of niche, it didn't really catch on as much, but it caught on at different audiences at different times. It peaked at different levels and different places and different people. The licenses, it didn't have as many, you know, first party games that were great, and also licenses jumped off Nintendo and have been weary to get back on with the Wii U because you see people backing out. I mean, shit, EA doesn't even do games for, was it EA? I think EA backed out of Nintendo with Wii U.
Yeah, like no one's making games on the Wii U right now.
It's not like it used to be. It's not like where, you know, they would fight over Sony for Square. You know, like it's not those days anymore. Which hopefully I would love for it to come back. But that was the problem. They got your money at the front end and didn't really get their money on the back end. When you get these systems like Xbox 360 and everything, they understand they're going to lose money on the front end, but they're going to make a shitload of money on Gears of War, Halo, and all the licensed games like Madden and so forth that came on afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And that's where, yeah, they weren't making their money on the system. And that's why Nintendo was doing so great, because they were making their money on the system. But that well dried up real soon. As soon as everyone had a system and no one was buying games for it, like, they realized they were in trouble. They were far behind their, you know, internet capabilities. Like, oh, they just fucked up so royally, man. And then the Wii U, Jesus, man. How long is this thing going to stay around, dude? I'm telling you, they're like the Sega right now. I'm waiting for them to, and I love the Dreamcast. I thought the Dreamcast was a great system, but that was a dagger that did Sega, and then it's not looking very good. Once this launch happens for Nintendo, oh man, it is not looking good for them, dude.
I'm hoping, like we just like I was talking about earlier, you know that you're not the alpha dog. You just got to go low. Gotta start aiming a little bit lower now, because you're Nintendo, which used to be something really special, but now you're Nintendo. So now you're very niche. So, you know, just fucking play off that niche. They're going to have games coming out. Like, the new Zelda is probably going to be awesome and everything. But they got to find a way to make people want to buy these games. And they have to find a way to get – they got to find a way to get into your living room, which is just, you know, very, very key. And I'm looking forward to it. And you know, when you're looking at it and you got these new systems coming out and you have X amount of dollars – are you going to buy the Xbox One? Are you going to buy PS4 or one of those two? Because you're probably not going to buy the Wii U.
And nobody buying the Wii U, man.
Yeah, it's a damn shame.
It is a damn shame. But, you know, I think, honestly, they would do good if they were, you know, went the third party.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah, if they were putting out their games on PS4 and Xbox One, they would do fucking great, man. They'd make a shit ton of money. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Yeah, I just don't want to see it happen. But, and I think they probably have the reserves better than Sega.
They have some old money, so you don't gotta.
So I mean, yeah, I think they're just fine. I mean, even just think about like when Wii Fit came out.
Mm-hmm.
Wii Fit was just like Wii Sports, where it just all of a sudden became like the reason to buy it, but it wasn't a reason for you and me. I mean, not saying that we're not healthy individuals.
Yeah, no, we're terribly unhealthy. That's what you're saying right now, Boom. That's what you.
No, but like it really appealed to a whole different. It was like it was the casual woman that wanted to do like the fitness part at home.
Yeah, and you gotta stop being such a sexist on this podcast, man.
That is for real. That is for real. By the way, I cannot wait for the new Smash Brothers to come out, because uh-huh. They'll have the Wii Fit woman in there. She'll probably beat your ass with like the Wii Fit pad,
mm-hmm.
and the little yoga moves. But I don't know. I fucking cannot wait. See, that's the game that would make me really want to buy the Wii U, because it's got Mega Man's in there. I don't know.
Not me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, shame on Nintendo. they got me with the GameCube. All right, fine. They fucking got me. They got me. But you know that wasn't that bad. They got me. Then they got me with the Wii. All right, Nintendo. That's my fault. That's my fault, because the GameCube is when I should have jumped off the ship. The Wii was just me being an idiot. Now if I got fucking the Wii U, I'd just be a moron, man. I would be a moron. So
I'm gonna prove you wrong. I'm gonna find awesome games for that. There's gonna be a reason why, and I don't want it to die. I just don't, because there's gotta be some good potential. There's gotta be. I'm like, it's so funny. You and I are just so opposite on this shit.
I stopped giving fugs about Nintendo in 2000, man, and I haven't looked back, dude. It's been pretty much more than a decade of mediocrity from them. At least as far as like a home console standpoint is concerned. And it's just not for me, man. Like, now if I had kids or whatever, like if I had kids, I would probably have the Wii U, man. Because a lot of those games are all kid friendly, and you know, you can get them the Zelda, you can get them the Donkey Kong, you can get them Smash Brothers. And yeah, they can pretty much play anything on it. But like for me personally, as a whatever I am, young adult, fuck man, Nintendo just lost me, man. They lost me a long time ago.
Young adult?
Oh yeah. Old adult, that. Maybe an old adult. I don't know.
Doing that. I'll give you that.
No, I'm talking about now. I'm talking like now. Like I got no reason to play Nintendo now. They got nothing for me. Maybe what, Bayonetta 2? No.
For the love of good games, it doesn't have to have titties and blood.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But I'm not sure how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. It just doesn't appeal. It doesn't appeal to me anymore.
I got you.
You're right.
Hey, the thing is, I don't mind watching like a good Disney, you know, animation every now and then. But there, it's a different kind of appeal. I think that's what it comes down to. It's like. There's some people that want. I love Expendables. I love those movies. Mm-hmm. And I would say that's probably more closer to your, I don't know, like your Gears of War player, you know, like for like Xbox 360. But then I really love, you know, like Up. That was a really good movie. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's a DreamWorks movie. And it was meant for all, like, not Monster. Well, Monster Inc. is good, but Despicable Me was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a pristine part of my love for video games, the purity that really roots for that, like the new Mario that's going to come out, like that 4-player Mario, which looks like a boatload of fun. Yeah. I know what you're saying, Steve, but I'm willing to believe the Wii U is actually a positive, good system. And this could be the Dreamcast, because Dreamcast was a really good system, but it didn't catch on. And so the Wii U very well could be like, an actual really good system that people may never get into because of failings from the past.
Maybe you're right, man. Maybe you're right. And I don't know. If any of you guys have more to add on this subject, please email Bubba at livinginthepast.com. And he'll be sure to get back to you with his thoughts on why Nintendo is going to be reborn like the Phoenix.
Email's so old. Why don't you tweet Steve at I have no soul at I have no soul.
No, I care, but you know what? I just stopped caring a while ago, man. Like Nintendo was my favorite system for a long time. Obviously, you know, I'll never forget getting the NES on Christmas. You know, Lord knows what was that 26 years ago, whenever the fuck we got that. And, you know, it just changed my life, man. It was fucking phenomenal. And the Super Nintendo was great. And, you know, me, you, everybody else had a shit ton of fun times on the N64. But they didn't keep up with the internet era, man. They didn't keep up and they stayed behind and they just, you know, I don't know, man. They're too far back, man. Sometimes you just got to cut the loss, man. You got to cut
the loss. I don't think of the Wii U as an online gaming. There could shit on there, but... When I'm thinking about, say, if I'm going to play a game of Madden online against somebody, I'm not going to go to my Wii U.
No, because EA doesn't make games for the Wii U.
Oh, man, that eluded
me. Oh, man.
But all right, well, fine. If I'm gonna play a fighting game and I have a stick for my Wii U and I have a stick for my a PS4, mm-hmm. I'm not going to play it on my Wii U most likely, unless it's only out for the Wii U, like it was like Tatsunoku versus like Capcom. I'm not doing it. So I got you. No, I got you. I just it pains. Well, Steve, this is like long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be stay within our Halloween spirit. Put your pumpkins on.
Yeah, you gotta get amped up, man. I know you're sad that your Nintendo is dying out on you, but
it's now rest in peace, a little tombstone and a ghost.
You know what? You might get haunted by the ghost of Nintendo Past, man. but you know, not yet. Yeah, what were you gonna say? I'm sorry.
Oh no, please. I was just gonna say, we might as well just bring up this week's topic, man.
Yes, I agree.
I think well, as most people celebrate it. It's Halloween. Halloween is just an excuse as an adult to, you know, see go to the bar, girls. Dress up, see every single girl. And I'm not every single girl, but when you go out, most women, it's like their excuse to wear the most provocative thing and just make it like the most innocent of items and make it very provocative for the most part. Not all women do it, but when you go to the bar, you know, as a kid, It's special. You dress up as your favorite thing in life. Could be a pirate. Could be Superman. It could be, I don't even care what you are, a Pop-Tart. But you go out, knock on door to door with a pillowcase or a bag or whatever, and you get candy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being like a little bit older and kind of, you know, looking forward more of the thrills of scary movies and also a good scary video game. You know, that's always been a fun thing. I'm not sure about you, Steve, but, you know, some of my favorite Halloween, you know, spooky games actually, not only do like things like Resident Evil always are a good way to get a nice little scare. I remember playing Friday the 13th on Nintendo. I mean, it wasn't really scary. It was a side scroller walking around.
The only thing that scared you about that was the graphics, man. But I'm not. I hear you.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Because I remember Nightmare on Elm Street had decent graphics back when. But I don't know. I remember just playing that. That was a pretty little lame little game. But I'd probably say like the most I probably have jumped at a game recently. Probably Dead Space 1. Dead Space 2 is pretty good. I still need to get on to 3. It just time is always a factor. But Dead Space 1 made me jump about, you know, about 2 seats back, you know, on my own couch. So that was a really good game. And it was really, yeah, and I love the way the game was set up. And I love how dark it was. But it wasn't so dark that I always had to keep on constantly adjusting, you know, the light meter. But like, it was good pop out, it's good scary, but it was just, it got me good, and it was a good responsive controller layout, so I feel I could, you know, get away. But like, when you start getting hurt, you know, you start moving slower, and you feel like that, you know, scared dream where like you'll never get away from whatever's chasing you. But I'd say Dead Space has been probably my favorite recent like scare for video games. I don't know about you, man.
Well, you know, I'm going to go with the obvious answer, the answer that I'm sure a lot of people in my position would probably say. But it would have to be Resident Evil 1, man, when the dogs jumped through the window, dude. There was something about that moment. I think, you know, first off, that game was, like, really the first game that actually scared me because the music was great.
Yeah.
The backgrounds really kind of, you know, set that like spooky, eerie, isometric view. But, you know, the graphics for the time, I mean, it's funny because, you know, you had to put this in context, but, you know, you go back and play Final Fantasy VII now and you're like, oh my God, this game looks fucking like Cloud looks awful. He's like all blocky. But, you know, at the time we were like, holy shit, this looks phenomenal. So you could really,
you know why? It wasn't Cloud or it wasn't Chris Redfield. It was the rendered backgrounds.
Yeah, the backgrounds in both games were fucking amazing.
I mean, it was the same system. I mean, that's how you did it back when, but yeah.
Yeah. But that game just really, really set the mood. And, you know, it's that one part where you walk through the hallway and the dog, like, you hear the ksh and the dog's just running and the music gets crazy. And that's kind of when you realize, you know, shit's hitting the fan. That shit definitely made me jump. And then, you know, people even told me it was going to happen. They're like, dude, this part's going to scare the shit out of you, man. Because, you know, you just wait till like night to play the game. You like turn off the lights. You'd have the music cranked up. And you just kind of immerse yourself in. Like now, what I love now is, you know, like the headphones are so good now. You can get like really good pair of headphones. And just like if you're playing like a creepy game or whatever, like at late night, you can just kind of get yourself in the zone. But, Resident Evil always was definitely that game for me. That scared the hell out of me.
Well, I remember playing. As a quick story, I mean, I moved from Utah over to here, and the way everything worked out with video game systems, I pretty much traded all my old shit for. I mean, I'm not even talking about even Super Nintendo. I traded all my Nintendo and Game Boy stuff, and mounted up enough money to buy a PlayStation 1. Uh-huh. And this was after the fact of Resident Evil 1 came out. So I got on Capcom's Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
And I remember playing it, you know, just like the first time. And the way these Resident Evil games back then played, it was almost like a really – it was like a good suspenseful horror game where like now it's like action, action, action. You find bullets out of a zombie. That's not how it used to be. You had to go to every single desk – to find every single drawer to see if there's maybe five bullets in the case, mm-hmm. if you're lucky. It takes three of them, three good shots to a zombie's head, if you're lucky. But the way the game was all set up, like all the excitable parts were so stretched out. It was really built that suspense, and the music was perfect. I remember when you were walking around, and they had any single time a liquor was possible. Anytime a liquor was gonna come up and fucking use that venom-like tongue on you, that scared me.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you just felt it. But man, those fucking crows. Those crows are just come out of nowhere, and they were a bitch to kill too. But I remember one of you just—I think you're—it's either a hallway they break out of, or you're going out and they're out on the balcony. But all of a sudden they just come up and just swarm the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say I would—I pissed my pants, but that was—it got me pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
You're playing it with the lights off, and you have that perfect scenario. Perfect scenario.
Well, I think there's two other games I got to mention now, too, real quick while we're here. But these are two other kind of creepy games. First, I'd like to say this is probably just because it was, like, old as hell. Like, you play it now, it's almost laughable. But playing, like, Wolfenstein back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably just because I was, like, super young. But, you know, you're going through the hallway. It's, like, creepy Nazi shit going on. And, you know, I'm probably fucking like, I don't know, 8 or 10 years old, or who knows how young I was. And that game kind of always creeped me out. But the other game would be Manhunt, dude. Manhunt is a good game. You got to play it. It's just like not like creepy, but it's just like a disturbing game. Like the whole premise of the game is very disturbing. And, it sets like a mood of some really weird, like broken down city, you know. Watching kind of creepy game. So I would definitely check that out too.
I remember shit. There's this game that I think was on. This is back when I was living at Cop Top's house, where, you know, we all had, that was the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken was there, and he was playing this dragon game. I can't remember. I think it was for PlayStation 2. It was extremely Japanese.
Oh, Legends of Dragoon?
Nope, not that. That was PlayStation 1, and that was a Square game. And I know that's like a classic, like not classic, but pretty much like a more of a modern day like a really popular like Square game, but like RPG. But this was different. It was closer to a hack and slash adventure game. Not mm-hmm. quite hack and slash, but adventure elements. And eventually, I mean, the whole game was pretty legit. It was really creepy and disturbing at times, like just like random characters saying really weird things, like this is the day that music has died and la 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 la, and like and this little girl, like just sitting there, and they had like this really demonic voice, like la 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 la, while she's going la 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 la. It was just really weird. But the very end, and I wish Ken was on this, or at least Ken could tell me what the fuck this game was again. But the last stage. You went from like fantasy world, you know, like dragons and, you know, like old medieval times, to being transported into a dark realm with like these giant, like modern day, like broken down buildings. And in the sky, you fought enlarged babies with adult teeth.
Dude, I think that's the dragon game.
It is not Dragon.
Dude, I'm almost sure it is. Or
I would bet you money it is not the Legends of Dragoon.
I'm almost not
the Legends of Dragoon. It could have Dragon in the name. Dragon in the title, but it's not Legends of Dragoon.
Okay. So something dragon. I know what you're talking about.
I meant these full, like just huge babies you had to fight had adult teeth in their mouth. And they may not sound creepy, but if you just look at it up as online, it was the weird. It was so disturbing. It just didn't. It just got you wrong.
Drakengard.
It was a bad itch.
Drakengard.
Ah, is that what it was?
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Okay, that might have been it.
Drakengard with the baby teeth and the weird. Yeah, I think that had all kinds of weird shit in it. Actually,
it was a really weird game. Yeah, DrakenGeorg
Yeah.
It was a pretty cool game. You know, it's I forgot about the dragons.
I'm looking at the flying babies on the ending. Well, I don't want to give away the ending, but there's some weird ass shit going on here.
That was creepy as fuck.
Yeah, this is really you can see this on YouTube, but you should probably just play the game. And
they made a second one, huh? No way. Yeah, but yeah, Dragon Guard. Yeah, it was like a not a beat 'em up hack and slash, but you just fought around and you could level things up. And the story was weird, but damn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look at those babies.
Flying babies, man.
Flying babies with all the teeth.
Oh my god.
It looks so weird.
This is crazy, yeah. But and you know one more game that I actually really really enjoy, Twisted Metal, man. Twisted Metal Black.
I was gonna say Black. Game. Four is really good too.
Four fucking phenomenal game. So Twisted Metal will kind of creep you out, but it does a very good job. And oh man, what a great story. Oh, that would be such a good Halloween costume, man. Go Sweet Tooth.
Oh, that would be good.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
You know, I bet you people would catch it too.
Yeah, somebody would get it. And you know, even if they don't get it.
You should rent like an ice cream truck just for that day.
That would be awesome. Even if they don't get it, and holy, now there's like a giant grown baby with boobs. All right, I gotta stop watching this. So Drakengard, there's some weird ass shit going on in that game.
That was Drakengard. It was, and I don't mean it. It's gonna sound wrong, but it was so Japanese.
Well, you know, it's so politically incorrect, man. Yep. Non-PC bubble. But
yeah,
it's
the age we live in.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. So that's I don't know. You got anything,
before,
anything else?
Before you go into that, I will say that we've all right. So I'm at Twitter. I'm not super Twitter guy, but I'll check it out. At Twitter, Juggernaut JuggerNott.
Mm-hmm.
It's my gamer tag. But I got a request from actually one of our guys that works with us. Put up a topic, you know, for us, because we always have these topics to talk about, and we have one set up for next week, actually in 2 weeks we'll do this podcast bi-weekly, but we'll have a new topic set up. And so for anyone out there that is listening, I'm sure all 12 of you,
or 1200
12,000, all 12 million of you, but if there's any fun topics that you want us to talk about, you know, put it up at Juggernaut, or you hit us at New Gamer Nation. Oh yeah, you know this stuff. This is your spiel, Steve.
Yeah.
How can they contact us?
Well, you can find us at newgamernation.com, and actually there's forums there, so you can just write on the forum and we'll see it too.
Should you even hit up on the fucking page that we're on?
Or you can find us at Twitter, New Gamer Nation, Facebook, New Gamer Nation, YouTube, New Gamer Nation. We're pretty much all over the interwebs. So just hit us up and we'll hear you. We'll holler if we hear you. And, yeah. You got anything else, man? Because this is we want to wrap up the haunted podcast.
Yeah, you know what? Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Halloween. I'm working on that.
Wait, what are you working on?
Holla at me.
Oh. Holla. I like it, man. I like it. That's why I'm gonna try Halloween. I'm gonna try Halloween at some girls tomorrow, man.
Maybe they holla at your weenie. No.
I don't know. You know what, man? I'm gonna get rejected like a midget in the NBA, man. But that's
Bugsy Brooks had a decent career.
He did, man. That's just the way it's gotta be sometimes, man. That's just the way it's got to be. So, yeah. So you all take it easy. We'll catch you next week. Please let us know what you think. And that's it. So this is your boy, Spooky Steve, a.k.a. Dropping Loot, a.k.a. Steve.
And your boy, Frankie Stein, goes to Hollywood, a.k.a. Bubba.
Y'all take it easy. Peace.